in the middle, and I'm trying to see who he's jumping with. And number three, that is Russell, who got the tip. And with the basketball, number 10, that is Thornton, the freshman. Eli Thornton gets the screen, going all the way to the basket, and he stopped. And there's going to be a foul called. He was pushed, they said. We threw the brakes on in a hurry as he went to the basket, got around the defender, and drew the foul. And I think that foul is going to be on Vandiver, and it is. Gavin picks up his first. So the Pirates with the basketball back. They'll swing it around the outside. With the basketball, French driving all the way baseline, kicks it out. Thornton, a long three-pointer. That's no good, and the rebound chased down by Caleb Michael. They'll give it to Braxton Speed, and he'll run the point here. The senior looks to Coach Cooper for the call as he crosses the half court. Braxton over to Matheny. Matheny inside to Michael. Michael with a reverse layup. Can't get it to go, and the rebound's pulled down by number 22. That is Brothers. Quickly back the other way. The freshman, Thornton, he is quick. He took it down the right side, brings it back out. They work it underneath, passing it into Brothers. His pass is knocked away but picked up, and on the floor, Matheny was knocked down and couldn't get back up, and the shot is up and good by number two, French. Bears now looking at pressure. Vandiver in trouble. He needs help. Almost lost it, gets it over and had it stolen by Thornton. Thornton will put it up and in. Quickly, 4-0. The Pirates with an early lead and almost another turnover. Dangerous pass. Vandiver gives it off to Snead. Snead up the floor to Matheny. Aiden on the dribble. Gets it back out to Boddy. Colton over to Michael. Back out to Snead. Bears will set up the offense, trading 4-0. 19 on the shot clock. Pass over to Matheny. Matheny thought about the shot, didn't take it, gives it to Snead. He'll take the shot and make it a three-pointer for Braxton Snead. Big bucket there for the seniors. Bears need that. They were struggling there to try to find anything to go offensive. Thornton crosses half court. They lob it into the middle. The shot up, no good. Rebound pulled down by Michael. Michael can give it off to Colton Boddy. Boddy will bring it across half court on the dribble. Snead has it out front. Braxton fells out the play, gives it to Boddy right wing. Colton will dribble back out and hands back off to Braxton between the circles. Top of the key. Over to Michael on the left wing. To Vandiver. Bears playing with their bigs way out on the floor. Both Vandiver and Michael. Matheny's going to take a three. That's on the way. No good. Fight for the rebound. Boddy in there, got the ball. Colton off to Braxton Snead. He's going to be fouled by Thornton. Eli Thornton with the reach as Braxton Snead tried to take it to the basket. The Bears will inbound, trailing 4-3. Inbound play to Matheny. Matheny drives in, looking for help, and had it knocked away and stolen. Good hands there by French. Matheny put it behind his head there as he's getting ready to pass it. French knocked it away. Takes it down the lane. Puts the shot across the glass for three. Kyle French has a couple of field goals. He's got four. Again, full court pressure. Colton Boddy up to Matheny. Matheny across half court. He'll bring it back out now. Set up the offense. Gives it over to Boddy. They lob it in high post to Michaels. Michaels' pass is going to go out of bounds. Gavin Vandiver couldn't save it. Tough pass. Ball was really high and headed out of bounds when Gavin tried to save it back in. Thornton with the basketball out front. On the dribble, gets the screen, trying to get away from Snead. They're going to get Braxton for the push. A lot of contact right out in front of everybody there. We're going to call that every time. Inbound pass here, number three, Russell, will trigger the ball in. They swing it around to French, back to Russell, down on the baseline. He tries to go up, but the ball's taken away by Vandiver. Snead now will bring it up the floor. 6-3, three-point, Calico Rock lead. With a basketball, Matheny, high post, and again, another bad pass for the Bears. The two big men, they're trying to play that high-low with one of them taking the ball on the high post and lobbing it down low. Both times they've thrown it away with the basketball. Lob in to Russell. His shot is blocked by Michael. Off to Snead. Snead up the floor to Body. Body over to Michael. Bears with the ball and stolen. Michael's had it taken away by Russell. Russell on the dribble trying to get free. Puts the shot up, and that's going to be the second foul on Braxton Snead. So Bears in some foul trouble. And Braxton not happy. He thought there was a little action with that and was demonstrating. The referee told him to calm down a little. Russell will go to the free throw line. First free throw is no good. Landon Russell, the senior, looking for his first point. He'll set for the second. Second free throw. Or Russell is on the way, and it's no good. Rebound by Michael. Caleb looking for help. He'll find Braxton. Snead will bring the ball up against Thornton. Gets it off to Colton Body. Colton across that court. And they're going to say a 10-second violation. Bears didn't get the ball across half court in 10 seconds. And the referee telling Coach Cooper that they go with the shot clock on that. It's at 25 seconds, so a shot clock violation on the, or a, excuse me, a 10-second call for the Mammoth Spring Bears. It'll belong to Calico Rock. Pirates with the basketball. French gets the ball from number 11. That's Stapleton. French driving to the basket. Pass back out. It's tipped. Taken by Brothers. He'll put it up and in. Nice move by Heath Brothers, the big junior. Put his shoulder into the defender and got some space quickly up the floor. Vandiver has it cross half court, and again, there's a 10-second violation. He was standing an inch away from half court. Instead of dribbling across, he was looking for somebody to get the ball to. Rice Nicholson going to check in now. He'll come in. Vandiver out. Looks like Stapleton will inbound the basketball on the sideline. He'll bring it in to Thornton. Pirates with the basketball and a five-point lead. They work it inside. The ball's tipped and stolen. Colton Body off the Snead. Braxton will give it back to Body. Colton crosses half court. This time they got it across in 10 seconds. Snead at the high post looking to get free. And they're going to get a foul called on Thornton. For Eli Thornton, that's his second. A little foul trouble now on the Pirates. He has both of their fouls. Inside. Oh, Braxton Snead missed one. Gets the rebound back, goes up and draws the foul. Braxton missed an absolute chippy inside. He had it underneath the basket. It rolled off the rim, but he got the rebound, went back up, and drew the foul. And I believe that foul was on number 22, and it was Brothers. His first. So at the line, Braxton Snead, who has 3 points, steps to the line and makes the first. Braxton now with all four of the Bears' points, but he also has two fouls. He's got to be careful. They need to keep Braxton on the floor. Second free throw is on the way, and it's good. Snead has five, and the Bears lead, or trail it now by 3-8-5. With a basketball, French almost lost that dribble, hands off to Thornton. Thornton trying to get around Body. Gives it to Stapleton. Back out to Brothers. They're running the weave out front here. Down the lane. Russell had it slapped away. Gets it back. Looking for help. Down to 16 on the shot clock. Driving in the middle. Brothers will put it up and in. Good pass. Brothers was all along the middle of the lane. Bears looking to inbound. Michaels has it. He'll get it over to Nicholson. Now back to Steve. Bears got to get it across half court, and they do. Matheny with the ball. His pass is tipped. For some reason, Aiden tried to throw it across the lane. He had Braxton standing right out front, 10 feet away from him. Checking in now, big number 00. That is Rasmussen, Blake Rasmussen. Mickelson will inbound, standing here on the sideline beside the desk here. Gets it in to Snead. Braxton calls out the play. He'll give it to Mickelson. Mickelson off to Boddy. Colton wide open for three. It's good. Colton Boddy with a big three-pointer. Bears needed that. That's the lead back to two at 10-8. With the basketball, Thornton crosses half court on the dribble. Thornton over to Stapleton. Stapleton wide open. He'll take the three. Nobody got out on him. Fight for the rebound controlled by Caleb Michael. Michael to Nicholson, then to Snead. Snead will give it right back to Rice. Now over to Matheny. Matheny with a spin move. Goes to the bucket, puts it up off the glass, can't get it to go. And the rebound pulled down by the Pirates. Eli Thornton, the freshman, running the point. Backs it back out as he sees Snead in front of him. Gives it off to Stapleton. Stapleton's pass down low to Rasmussen, and Rasmussen travels. Drug his pivot foot and tried to stop, but he drugged that pivot foot and got called for the travel. Bears will get it back. 46 seconds left to play first quarter. Mammoth Spring can tie it up here with a bucket this trip down. Now we've got to hurry up and get it across half court again. Matheny will do that. He crosses half court on the dribble. Gives it back to Snead. Snead with the basketball, and he's going to be fouled. And I think they're going to call the foul on Thornton. If they do, they say that's his second. I had him with two already. That's two on Thornton. Checking in now is number five. That is Keaton Gill. And Thornton will get a breather. Gill, a junior, inbound play. Boddy for three. It's on the way. It's off the rim. No good. And the rebound pulled down by Rasmussen. Down to 24 seconds to play in this first quarter. On the dribble, Gill over to Russell. Russell in the lane, puts the shot up, a wild shot. Gets his own rebound, back up and in. Russell's first two of the ball game. Bears will inbound. 8 seconds left to play here in this first quarter. A steal by Russell. Russell to the basket. He'll put it up and in. A nice finish to the quarter by the Calico Rock Pirates, and they lead it now 14-8. We'll take a break. Back in 1 minute with your second quarter on the Ecom Sports Network.
The Bank of Salem proudly supports our area schools. Sports help develop discipline, respect, sportsmanship, and hard work, which will play a great part in a student-athlete's future. They are especially proud of the kids that work hard, the coaches that dedicate their time, and the parents that sacrifice so much so that their kids have the opportunity to play sports. Bank of Salem is a proud supporter of the Mammoth Spring boys and girls basketball teams. Member FDIC. Go Bears and Lady Bears.
Are you tired of feeling like a number at your bank? At FNBC, we pride ourselves on providing personalized service to each and every customer. We believe in building strong relationships, and we take the time to get to know you and your unique financial goals so we can provide the best service possible. We invite you to stop into any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southern Missouri to meet our team of dedicated community bankers.
You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, Go Bears and Lady Bears.
And welcome back again to Calico Rock High School, the Harold Ray Jeffrey Gymnasium. At the end of one quarter, Calico Rock leading the Mammoth Spring Bears 14-8 for the final 4 points there of the quarter. Bears have the ball with a chance to tie it up. Inbound play for Mammoth Spring as they start the second quarter. Braxton Snead crosses half court with a basketball. Looks at that zone, and they're really packing it back in. They'll give it to Vandiver, back over to Snead. Snead looks for the screen, now works it into Gavin. Gavin couldn't get it to go, got the rebound back up and in. Vandiver makes the bucket, and real quickly, Coach Hoskins wants a timeout. Your score, 14-10, back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ozarka College, with campuses in Melbourne, Ash Flat, and Mountain View, has a degree plan just for you. Surgical technology, nursing, automotive, and diesel mechanics, teaching, culinary arts, precision machining, aviation, welding, and the list goes on. And with the Technical Center in Ash Flat and our Welding Center in Mountain View, new opportunities are just around the corner. If you need a flexible schedule, check out Ozarka's many online offerings. Learn more at ozarka.edu. At Ozarka, students matter, and your education is affordable. Ozarka College, life-changing.
Welcome back again to Calico Rock High School. The Pirates have the basketball, leading by 4, 14-10 over the Mammoth Spring Bears. Gill with the basketball. He's on the dribble. Comes out to French. French trying to go down the lane. Kicks it back out to Gill. Gill drives in. Back out to number 43, who just checked in. And I'll have to check my scorebook here. Number 43. I don't have a 43. That's a 23. Excuse me. Damian Lee with the basketball. The pass is going to be a turnover. Aiden Matheny kind of lost the grip on the basketball as he tried to pass it inside. With the basketball, French driving down the lane, puts the shot up on the run. He's going to draw a foul, I believe, on Colton Boddy. Colton with the reach trying to make the block there on that drive to the basket. And Kyle French will go to the free throw line, looking for the first points here of the second quarter. Chance to build on a four-point lead. For Colton, that was his first foul. Free throw is no good for French. They are 0-for-3 at the free throw line here in the first half. The only advantage the Bears have, their Bears are 2-for-2. At the line. Shot up is good. 5-point lead now, 15-10. Mammoth Spring with the basketball. Michael needs help. They've got to get it up the floor. And the pass is over the head of Rice Nicholson and out of bounds. Another turnover. Bears are really struggling here trying to get the ball up the floor against this pressure. Inbound play here. Gill will bring it in as he gets the ball from Lee. Gill crosses half court, looks as the screens are set down low. They're trying to free up French to get it over to Gill. They work it inside now. And shot up and in. Number three, Russell, powering it up and in. Inbound play here. Michaels with it. Michaels up the floor. Boddy now. Colton all the way to the basket. Puts it up. Couldn't get it to go. Vandiver with a rebound, but he comes down on the baseline. Big rebound as he comes flying down the lane. Inbound play now for the Pirates. They lead it by 7, 17-10. It has been all Pirates so far. In this second quarter, well, they scored 3 points. Bears have yet to score in this quarter. With a basketball, French lobs it inside to Brothers. Brothers powering the ball up. Can't get it to go. Rebound fought for. Good box out by Rice Nicholson. He blocked the guy all the way back outside the lane there. Bears with the basketball. Sneed has it. Braxton calling out the play. Sneed on the dribble. Gives it to Nicholson. Nicholson lobs it inside to Michaels. And Michaels is going to draw a foul. Again, Vandiver comes flying through there. Trying to get the rebound, but the foul has already been called. And Michaels will go to the free throw line. For Brothers, that's his second foul. Caleb Michaels will go to the line. Looks for his first point of the ball game. Caleb's first one is on the way. It's good. He's set for the second. .538 left to play first half. Caleb Michaels at the line for the second free throw. It's on the way, and it's no good. Back to the rebound controlled by Russell. Michaels with 1 point so far. Up the floor, Russell. Swings it into the corner to Thornton, who just checked back in. Thornton and Stapleton both back in, along with Rasmussen. And Thornton knocks down a long three. 9-point lead now for the Pirates. Braxton Sneed crosses half court. Bears with numbers to hold up. Colton Boddy for three. It's on the way. Off the rim, no good. And Gavin Vandiver again flying in, gets the rebound and draws the foul. Great job by Gavin. He's really hitting the boards hard here, you know, over the last couple of minutes. And he'll go to the free throw line. That foul on number 10, Thornton, is his third. So he'll have to go to the bench now. Vandiver. Free throw is on the way, and it is good. Gavin now with 3 points in the ball game, all here in this second quarter. Gavin sets for the second. Couple of dribbles, and he spins the ball. Picks it back up. Shot on the way is good. Perfect. Good-looking shot there by Gavin Vandiver. Bears back. Down by 7, 20-13. Stapleton with it. He's going to fire for 3. That's no good. Rebound, Colton Boddy. Colton on the dribble. He'll bring it up the floor. Boddy to Sneed. Braxton playing the point. Gives it to Nicholson on the right wing. Nicholson bounce pass underneath to Michaels, who powers it up and in. Bears using those bigs now. Last couple of times down the floor with Nicholson, or excuse me, with Michaels and Vandiver. Stapleton goes inside, kicks it out to Gill, back to Stapleton. He's looking in, and Rice Nicholson's going to be called for a foul. Nicholson reaching in, trying to make that steal. That's the second foul on the team, first on Rice. 5-point ball game now, 20-15. Bears trying to fight their way back in as they trailed by as many as 9. Inbound play here for the Pirates. Rasmussen will trigger it in. Looking to come in. Lobs it in. It's stolen by Steve. Braxton with the basketball. All the way to the basket, up and in. Good job by Braxton. Sidestep the defender. Back to a 3-point lead. Gill with the basketball. Need on him. Bears matching up now with man-to-man. They try to work it into Russell. Russell has Nicholson on him. Turns and puts it up and in. Russell now with 8 points in the ball game. Inbound play. Michaels gives it to Sneed. Sneed over to Boddy. Colton almost lost the ball on the sideline, and then he did. Nobody warned him. He had a player coming up behind him. Calico Rock Pirates will have the basketball on the sideline. Joe Fox is standing beside him, so he thought we were in trouble for a minute. They were running at us here. With the basketball, Gill. Gill looking for a teammate, finds Russell, and Russell travels. Turnover on the Pirates. Still a 5-point ball game, 22-17. Still Bears trying to fight their way back in this. Sneed into Michaels. Over to Vandiver. Vandiver back to Sneed. Up to Michaels, and that ball is stolen by Stapleton. Stapleton puts the shot up, can't get it to go. Fight for the rebound. Sneed has it. Braxton with a basketball, and there's going to be a foul called. Stapleton a little bit too aggressive there. Called for the foul. That is the third on the Pirates. Still not over the limit with 3:23 left to play. Inbound play to Vandiver. Vandiver over to Michaels. Back to Sneed. Bears need to get it up the floor. They do get it to Nicholson as they cross half court. This defense, this press from Calico Rock really caused some problems for the Bears here in this first half, and I'm sure that Coach Cooper will talk about that at halftime. Three-pointer on the way is no good. I'm not sure that's what they wanted. They've been pounding the ball inside to Michaels and Vandiver. That time they took a long, contested three. Shot on the way by Russell. Good. Right now, Landon Russell's in double figures with 10. And it's a 7-point lead for the Calico Rock Pirates. And that's going to be a foul on Gill. That's the fourth foul now on the Pirates. The next one will be two shots for the Mammoth Spring Bears. 2:40 left to play. Bears will inbound the basketball. Sneed takes it in the backcourt, and he'll walk it back across. Sneed with the ball, hands off to Nicholson. Nicholson over to Michaels. Michaels waits, gives it back to Sneed. He's going to fire for 3. It's on the way. It's no good. Rebound pulled down by the Pirates. Gill quickly pushing the ball back up the floor, trying to get around Nicholson. Nicholson, good job moving his feet there to stay in front of him. Stapleton with it. He looks inside, out to Russell. Russell puts it up and puts it in, and they said the foul was on the floor. Foul on the floor on the Bears. It'll belong to Calico Rock. And foul on number 35, Matheny, his first. Inbound play, Stapleton. Thought about the three. They dare him to take it. He didn't do it. Russell back out to Gill. Gill looking inside. Still looking. He'll hand off to French. Kyle French drives in. Pull-up jumper is on the way. No good. Rebound by Michael. And then Michael's almost threw it away. And they did turn it over. Bears turn it over and Snead commits a silly foul there, his third. And Colton Boddy's going to have to check back in. 24-17, the Pirates lead the Mammoth Spring Bears. And we got a 30-second timeout taken by Coach Cooper as he wants to talk things over. Gives us a chance to say thank you to our boosters for Bear Basketball. They include Farm Bureau agents Zach Barton and Theron Alton, Cooper's Seven Seas Family Farm in Mammoth Spring, their Ready Mix and Thayer, Alton Bank and Branch Bank of Birch Tree, Penny Lane Accounting and Thayer, Scott Ream at Ream Optometry and Thayer, Allen Supported Living of Thayer, Charlotte Allen owner, Fred O'Neill, attorney at law and 11 Point River Title Company in Thayer, Langley Animal Clinic in Thayer, Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service in Thayer, Sunset Salon and Barbering in Thayer, Brenda Smith owner, Carter Funeral Homes of Thayer and West Plain, Thayer Walmart, Legacy Auto Body and Towing of Thayer, Forstler's in Thayer and Ash Flat, and Clary Funeral Home of Thayer and Alton. Those are your boosters for Bear Basketball. The Pirates at the free throw line now here, leading by seven. It is Landon Russell, who's kind of taken over here in the last few minutes. He scored six straight points. He'll go to the line here. He has 10 of the ball game. Free throw's good. He's now one out of three at the free throw line. 11 points makes it a 8-point Calico Rock lead. Calico Rock's Russell at the line, sets for the second. It's on the way, and it's good. So Russell now with 12 points. 26-17. Michaels takes the inbound. He needs help. Finds Vandiver. Back to Boddy. Colt trying to get free. Pass up the floor to Vandiver. Over to Michaels. Michaels puts the layup up off the glass. No good. Rebound is taken down by the Pirates. Pirates almost turned it over. And the referees talking to each other. I believe they're going to say Bears basketball. It looked like when he dribbled it, lost control of it, and his foot come up, and it caught the heel of his foot and went out of bounds. Pass into the middle to Matheny. Matheny got to get it across half court here and does. With the basketball. Nicholson. Nicholson out on the wing. Looks inside. Comes back to Matheny. Matheny to the basket. Puts it up and draws the foul. Aiden Matheny will go to the free throw line. Looking for his first points of the ball game. 107 left to play in this first half. 26-17. Shot on the way by Matheny. It's good. Bears have shot their free throws well. Maybe not enough of them. They made 6 of 7. I spoke too soon. 6 of 8 now. With the basketball, Pirates have an 8-point lead. Minute left to play in this first half. Boddy is all over Gill out front. A lot of hand checking there. Got to be careful. They right out in the middle of the floor. Surprised they didn't call that. Pass across to Stapleton. Stapleton back out to Rasmussen. Back to Stapleton. He looks inside. His pass is stolen by Nicholson. Rice will hand off to Colton Boddy. Down to 38 seconds to play in the half. Bears with the basketball. 26 on the shot clock, 30 in the half. Matheny out to Boddy. Colton around to Nicholson. Back to Colton. Down to 22 seconds to play. With the basketball, Matheny looking inside. They're trying to work it into Michael. They lob it underneath. Michael gets it, puts it up and in. Just throw it up and let him go up and get it. Caleb. With a big bucket there, makes it a 6-point ball game. Gill at half court missed the shot. Your score at the half, 26-20. The Calico Rock Pirates lead the Mammoth Spring Bears. We'll take a break. Back with your first half stats in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative wants our members to know how to stay safe. If you're in an accident with an electric pole, stay put and call 911. Any downed lines could be energized. Remain inside until line technicians have removed the lines. If the vehicle is on fire, jump free from the vehicle and hop away with both feet together. You cannot touch the vehicle and ground at the same time. This safety message is brought to you by North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative, keeping our members safe.
It's that time of year again, and everywhere you go, people are rooting for their favorite team. At Arkansas Farm Bureau Insurance, we want to be your favorite team. That's why we created Favrates, great new rates with the same great service. To find out if you qualify for Favrates, call your local Farm Bureau Insurance agent today or get a free quote online at favrates.com. Arkansas Farm Bureau Insurance. Go with the home team.
I'm Seth Godwin, your Arkansas Farm Bureau agent for auto, home, and life insurance.
Hey, West Plains, it's football season, and Taylor Grewball Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains is having a tailgate party. Taylor has new Chevrolets and GMC trucks with up to $12,000 off MSRP. It's only at Taylor Grewball Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains, where a handshake still means something. Together, let's drive.
Taylor Grewball Chevrolet in West Plains.
Ozark's Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry here for every Ozark athlete with a team of seven expert providers on call 24-7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzer's team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
Welcome back again to Calico Rock High School. At the half, your score 26-20. The Calico Rock Pirates lead the Mammoth Spring Bears. If we take a look at the scoring, Calico Rock led by Landon Russell. Russell has 12 points. He's the only player in double figures for either team. Looks like 5 points apiece for Kyle French and for Eli Thornton. 4 points for Heath Brothers. Calico Rock, that's their score, 26 points. For Mammoth Spring, they were led in the first half by Braxton Seed. Braxton with 7, 5 for Caleb Michaels, 4 for Gavin Vandiver, 3 for Colton Boddy, and 1 for Aiden McCreamy. Again, foul trouble, a lot like what we had in the senior girls contest. Both teams with a little bit of foul trouble. Braxton Seed, the point guard for Mammoth Spring, with 3 first half fouls. And the Pirates point guard, Eli Thornton, has 3 first half fouls. So both of those players are going to have to be careful here as we get underway in this third quarter and try not to pick up a quick fourth foul here and have to sit a big part of the second half. The Bears, again, this is the fourth game of the day. The earlier games, junior games, Calico Rock won both the junior boys and the junior girls contest. For the senior girls, it was Mammoth Spring with a win over Calico Rock, 71-39. The Lady Bears with 11 three-pointers in that ball game. 7 three-pointers for Calico Rock. Both teams shooting the ball well from outside in the senior girls contest. Again, we are at halftime. They got the music playing. The cheerleaders are dancing. Everybody's having a good time here at Calico Rock High School. For the Bears, will be back in action tomorrow, as you heard Coach Long tell us earlier. They'll take on Ozark Mountain, and the way he talked, Ozark Mountain girls are a pretty good basketball team, so it'll be a tough contest for the Lady Bears tomorrow night. Of course, tomorrow night here on K-Country 95, we've got football for you. The Fair Bobcats in the district semifinals will take on the Fairgrove. We'll take on Fairgrove, and we'll have that one for you, starting with all of our normal activities. We'll have our State Farm Friday Night Lights, brought to you by Scott Cecil, State Farm agent is there. And then we'll have that's at 6 o'clock. At 6:30, we'll have our Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Kin Clinic pregame. We'll have Coach's Corner during that, brought to you by Shelter Insurance, Roger Foley. And then we'll have the kickoff at 7 o'clock. So look forward to another exciting night of high school football If we use Zizzer fans, West Plains Zizzers in action at home tomorrow. And I don't have in front of me who they play. I apologize for that for Zizzer fans. But the Zizzers are playing at home. They're the top seed in their district, playing in the semifinals. They did get a first-round bye last week. And all of their games in the district will be at home. If they win, they'll play again at home in the finals. So good luck to the Zizzers. The Bears are back out of the locker room. They're getting some shots up, getting ready to go with the second half of play. No sign of the Pirates yet. So we are still about 4 minutes away from our second half. We'll take another break. We'll be back in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hello, neighbors. I'm Travis Tooley. My real estate journey with Solomon Cornelius began several years ago as a part-time agent until I purchased my own office. Solomon and Kimmy have always remained close, loyal friends. After a few years on my own, I decided to make the move back to Monarch Realty. How you're treated matters is their slogan, what they live by, and how I do business as well. For all your real estate needs, remember Monarch Realty, because how you're treated does matter. Join our team today.
Bank of Salem proudly supports our area schools. Sports help develop discipline, respect, sportsmanship, and hard work, which will play a great part in a student athlete's future. They are especially proud of the kids that work hard, the coaches that dedicate their time, and the parents that sacrifice so much so that their kids have the opportunity to play sports. Bank of Salem is a proud supporter of the Mammoth Spring boys and girls basketball teams. Member FDIC. Go Bears and Lady Bears.
FNBC wants to be your business banking partner, and we are ready to help your business thrive. From commercial loans to help you launch or expand your business, to personalized financial advice, we can help. At FNBC, we value relationships and creating customized financial solutions that allow you to run your business more efficiently. Stop in and see us at any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southern Missouri, or visit us online at fnbc.us for more information.
You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC. Go Bears and Lady Bears.
Serving Fulton and Sharp counties, the Ozarka College campus and Carpenter Technical Center in Ash Flat offer affordable education and quality training for your career. General studies, IT, criminal justice, teacher education, professions in healthcare, welding, machining, automotive, and diesel mechanics, and more. At Ozarka, students matter, and your education is affordable. Go online to get started at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College, life-changing.
Welcome back again to Calico Rock High School at the half. The fans over across the way, the Bears fans doing the YMCA, enjoying the music here and enjoying a good ball game. 6-point ball game at the half, 26-20, Calico Rock with the lead over the Mammoth Spring Bears. The Bears and the Calico Rock Pirates, again, your leading scores. Landon Russell leads Calico Rock with 12 points, and Braxton Sneed leading Mammoth Spring with 7. Sneed, though, with 3 first-hand fouls. All right, we are still a couple of minutes away from the start of our second half here. It gives us an opportunity, again, to say thank you to our boosters for Bears basketball. Our Mammoth Spring Bear boosters include Clary Funeral Homes and Theron Alden, Forsworth and Theron Ash Flat, Legacy Auto Body and Towing of Theron, Theron Walmart, Carter Funeral Homes of Theron West Plains, Sunset Salon and Barbering and Theron, Brenda Smith, the owner, Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service of Theron, Langley Animal Clinic of Theron, Brett O'Neill, Attorney at Law and 11 Point River Title Company of Theron, Allen Supported Living in Theron, Charlotte Allen, the owner, Dr. Scott Ream at Ream Optometry in Thayer. Penny Lane Accounting of Thayer. Alton Bank and the Branch Bank of Birch Street. Thayer Ready Mix in Thayer. Cooper Seven Seas Family Farm in Mammoth Spring. And Farm Bureau agent Zach Martin in Thayer and Alton. Those are your boosters for Bear basketball. Bears and the Pirates are back out on the floor. Looks like both teams going back to their starters here. Well, we're still waiting. The Pirates have not made their way out of the locker room. There's a few, 4 or 5 players, but the rest of them just now coming out. Coach Hoskins with them. And they will go back to the starters. They'll have the ball as we start this second half. So it will be Looks like Russell to inbound. Russell, the leading scorer with 12. Gets it into Thornton. Thornton playing with three fouls. They work it around. Russell in the corner. He'll fire a three. That's no good. Rebound by Braxton Snead. Braxton on the dribble. Gives it up to Vandiver. Gets it right back. Now over to Colton Boddy. Colton looks at the defense. Looks like a man-to-man defense here to start this second half. Snead working it in to Michaels. Michaels turns, puts it up and in. Nice little finger roll by Caleb Michaels. He turned to his right and laid it up and in. Bears back to within four. Thornton to Stapleton. Stapleton at the three-point line. They dare him to shoot. Nobody going out on him. French with the basketball now. He's guarded by Boddy and Colton coming all the way out to half court to guard him. They swing it around to Thornton. Thornton to Stapleton. He's going to take the three. And it's good. Well, they dared him too long. As he knocked in the three. And the Bears now trailing by seven. Almost a steal. Ball loose, and it is stolen by Stapleton. French made a dive on the floor, knocked that ball loose with a basketball. French out at half court, wearing the bright gold shoes. Gives it off to Thornton. Around to Brothers. Brothers at the free throw line. It's good. A couple of quick baskets here for the Pirates, and they lead it now by nine. Quickly. Back the other way. Michaels over to Snead. They've got to get across half court. They do. Matheny with it. Matheny back to Snead. Braxton Snead with the basketball, 22 on the shot clock. Snead gives it to Boddy on the right wing. They work it in the lane to Michaels. Michaels back out. Snead. Snead goes baseline. Pull up jumpers on the way. Can't get it to go at all. Braxton, he just picked up his fourth foul coming over the back to get a rebound. Not a good foul here with just 2 minutes into the second half. Rice Nicholson will check in. So the Bears now going to have to go a long stretch here without their senior on the floor. With the basketball, Kyle French. He'll give it to Thornton on the wing, left side. They work it underneath to Russell. Russell puts up a wild shot. Vandiver corrals the rebound. Hands it off to Matheny. Matheny on the dribble. Aiden driving into the lane. Pull-up jumpers off the glass. It's good and a foul. Nice shot by Aiden Matheny. His first field goal of the ball game. He's got 3 points. He'll go to the line here. A foul on number 22. Brothers, that is his third. So some foul trouble again for the Pirates. Matheny completes the three-point play. Oscar's asking his team how he dribbled all the way down the floor right to the basket. 31-25. It's a six-point ball game. That's where we were at the half. Inside to Brothers. Brothers pass. Tip taken by Stapleton. Stapleton out to French. He fires a contested three, and that hits the shot clock and goes out of bounds. It hit the rim, bounced up, and then hit the shot clock. The Bears will have the basketball, trying to cut into this six-point lead. Michaels with it. Michaels pass off to Boddy. Up the floor to Nicholson. Rice does the smart thing, holds up, and waits on his teammate. Around to Matheny. Matheny goes baseline. Went up for the shot and drew a foul. Aiden, instead of going straight up, he was leaning back, and they had to reach try to get to it. When they did, they were called for the foul. See who the foul is. Number 11, Stapleton. Call for his second. Matheny at the free throw line. Aiden's free throw is on the way, and it's good. Aiden scored four here in the quarter after scoring one in the first half. Down to a five-point ball game. Matheny sets for the second. It's on the way, and it's good. Nothing but net. So 4 points in the quarter, 5 points in the quarter for Matheny. He's got six in the ball game. The lead is down to four. Thornton guarded by Nicholson. Thornton goes around him, drives in, kicks it out. Stapleton for three, and that's in and out, no good. And the rebound fought for, controlled by Colton Boddy. Colton up the floor to Matheny. Matheny to the basket, puts it up, puts it in. Aiden coming alive here in the third. He's got 7 points in the quarter. and it's a two-point ball game, 31-29. Short, will hand off to French. French with a basketball. Drives in, gets it off to Thornton. Thornton with body on him, trying to get free. Colton doing a good job moving his feet. Ball's loose on the floor. Great hustle by Colton Boddy. Dove across the floor, got to the ball. And Coach Cooper gets the timeout. Coach Hopkins didn't like that one. Timeout taken, 31-29. The Bears, we're going to stay here because it's just a 30-second timeout. Boy, a lot of contact that time as we tried to drive across the lane. The ball came loose, and Colton Boddy, who was standing in the lane, dove about 10 foot on the floor to get to that loose ball, and Coach Cooper immediately called timeout, and they give it to him before he could get tied up. Aiden Matheny's come alive here in this third quarter after scoring one in the first half. He has scored 7 points here in the quarter. Bears will have the basketball, a chance to tie this ball game with a bucket. Inbound play here. Nicholson is going to trigger the ball in on the sideline. And they'll bring it up the floor. Colton Boddy on the dribble. Crosses half court. See what the Bears do here. Probably going to try to get it into the hot hand of Aiden Matheny. And good defense there by the Pirates. Got a hand on it, knocked it loose and out of bounds. It still belongs to Mammoth Spring. Bears will inbound, looking to come in the corner. Tough place to inbound the basketball. Trying to work it in, and it's kicked by the Pirates. Still Mammoth Spring basketball. It's still in the corner. Nicholson looking to come in, and he'll bring it in to Colton Boddy. Colton on the dribble outside. Hands off to Michael Caleb, to Gavin Boddy, or Gavin Vanderbilt. And the pass underneath is kicked instead. So it will be Mammoth Spring basketball. They'll reset the shot clock to 20. 3:48 left to play third quarter. Bears trying to make a run here. Inbound play. Bears looking to come in. They're going to bring it in to Colton Boddy. Colton turns, looks at the defense, gives it off to Nicholson. Nicholson almost lost it, gets it over to Matheny. Matheny tried to go up with it, and we got another reach-in foul. Aiden Matheny is going to go back to the free throw line. Stapleton, I believe, just picked up his third. He did. Corbin Stapleton with three. He's got three. Brothers has got three, and Thornton has three. At the line, Aiden Matheny can tie it up. There's a couple of free throws. The first one is good. He's made four straight free throws and made five out of six on the night. He's got 8 points here in the quarter. It's a one-point ball game, 31-30. Second one is on the way, and it's good. 31 all. Bears and the Pirates in a good one. French with the basketball. Calls out the play, trying to get around the defense, drives in, going to put the shot up, and we're going to get a foul called. Michael's, I believe, just a little bit late getting there. He's called for the foul, his first, I think. First foul on Caleb Michaels. At the line, Kyle French. Kyle is one out of two at the line. He's got 5 points. First free throw on the way is off the rim, no good. One out of three now as he sets for the second free throw, trying to give the Pirates a lead. Bears have not led this. I don't think they've led the ball game tonight. Rebound to Michaels as French missed the second free throw. Bears looking for their first lead. Matheny with it. Aiden on the dribble. Picks up the dribble. Looking for help. He'll bring it out to Vandiver. Around to Colton Boddy. The ball's knocked loose. Picks it up. Back out to Michaels. Over to Nicholson. Rice lobs it in to Michaels. Michaels puts it up and in on a reverse layup. Beautiful move by the big man, the big senior, Caleb Michaels. And the Bears with their first lead at 33-31. Thornton, the freshman, trying to get around Nicholson, goes around him into the lane. That's going to be a foul on Michaels. He challenged the shot. A tough shot. Michaels tried to challenge it, went into the body, knocked him down, and Thornton will go to the line here. Eli with 5 points. The freshman, he's going to be a dandy. Already is a good ball player, but give him three more years playing varsity basketball. 6 points now for Thornton. Makes it a one-point Mammoth Spring lead. Thornton set to tie it up here with a second. It's on the way. No good. Rebound by Colton Boddy. The Bears lead it by one, 33-32. Colton Boddy with the basketball. Gives it to Nicholson. Nicholson picks up the dribble, swings it around to Colton Boddy. Back out to Nicholson. Over to Matheny. Matheny goes baseline. Puts it up on the run. Can't get it to go. Vandiver rebound back up in here. The bigs from Mammoth Springs starting to really take control inside. Gavin now with 6 points, and it's a three-point Bear lead. With the basketball, Thornton trying to get free. All the way to the basket, puts it up, puts it in. Good move by Eli Thornton. He's got eight. Bears with the basketball. Matheny looking for help, gets it over to Boddy. Right back to Matheny. Aiden with the basketball. Drives baseline, pull-up jumper is good. Aiden Matheny starting to feel it here. He scored 11 in this quarter. Bears lead it by three. Aiden got the confidence right now, so he is taking it to the basket. Three-pointer on the way is in and out, no good. Rebound fought for and saved by the Bears Matheny. Colton Boddy will walk it across half court. Three-point Bear lead. Colton thought about the three, didn't take it. Powering it up and in is Caleb Michaels. He's got 11, and Coach Hoskins wants the timeout. Bears by five, 39-34. We'll take a break. Back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
At Mammoth Springs School District, we believe in winning both on the basketball court and in the classroom. From our dedicated teachers to our innovative programs, we're proud to prepare our students for a brighter future. With our focus on individual growth, we provide the personal attention every student deserves to succeed. Whether it's academics, athletics, or the arts, we're committed to helping our students achieve their full potential. Remember, as we cheer on the Bears this season, greatness starts here. Mammoth Springs School District, empowering today, inspiring tomorrow. Go Bears!
Welcome back again to Calico Rock High School, the Harold Ray Jeffrey Gymnasium. Mammoth Spring Bears with a good third quarter so far. Still a minute 17 left to play in the quarter. But they've now taken a five-point lead, 39-34 over the Calico Rock Pirates. Had not led the ball game until they took a two-point lead about 2 minutes ago. And now they've filled it out to five. A big third quarter for Aiden Matheny. The big junior has 11 third quarter points and has 12 in the ball game. 6 points in the quarter for Caleb Michaels. He has looks like 11 in the ball game. Bears will set up the defense here, leading by five. A minute 17 left third quarter. Still some foul trouble. Braxton Sneed, the Bears senior point guard, is on the bench with four fouls. The Pirates have three players with three fouls each. And we get a blocking foul called on Michaels. Caleb Michaels just picked up his third. And I believe they're going to score the bucket. The freshman, Thornton, made a nice move. Eli, with 5 points in the quarter, he's got 10 in the ball game. The free throw's on the way, and it's no good. Rebound chased down by Gavin Vandiver. The free throw's no good. Bears with the basketball, leading by three. Aiden Matheny, he's going to fire a three-pointer. It's good. Why not? Aiden absolutely on fire right now. 14 in the quarter. And the lead's back out to six, 42-36. Pirates with the basketball. On the dribble, French. Almost a steal there by Nicholson, and Nicholson's going to be called for the foul. A little bit too aggressive there defensively, bodying up. And that is the fifth foul. That'll be two shots for Eli Thornton. Thornton at the line trying to cut into this six-point Bear lead with 37 seconds left in the third quarter. Shot is on the way. It's good. Thornton makes the free throw. He's now two out of four at the line as he sets for the second. Down to a five-point ball game, and we got a lane violation. Aiden Matheny walked all the way over in front of Thornton before he ever shot the ball. So So lane violation is going to give it back to Thornton for another free throw. That one didn't count. Only thing that Aiden has done wrong in this quarter, he's been unstoppable. Second free throw is good. Coming in is Rasmussen. Going out is my brothers. Also checking in is Gill, and I didn't see. It looks like Thornton went out. Don't want to pick up a silly foul here with 37 seconds left in this third quarter. Up the floor, Matheny. Matheny with the basketball. He was pushed. Luckily, there wasn't a call. And we got a foul there. We got a pushing foul called on number five, Gill. His second. Bears fighting for the basketball inside. And there's going to be a foul called, I believe. And that's going to send Gavin Vandiver to the free throw line to shoot free throws. That foul on French. For him, that's his first. Vandiver at the line. Josh Rivers at the scorer's table. Set to check in here with 25 seconds left. Bears, Cooper's getting Rivers in. I'm not sure who he's coming in for. Trying to keep people out of foul trouble. Probably coming in for Michael. Vandiver's free throw off the rim. No good. Gavin had been perfect at the line. He had made his first two. Missed that one. He's got 6 points in the ball game. It's a four-point Bear lead. Bears Vandiver at the line for the second. Bends the basketball. Second free throw is on the way. It's no good. And then Vandiver is called for a foul. Not a good sequence there. Missed both free throws and then committed a foul trying to get the rebound. Now we're going to go the other way. That's the second on Gavin. And that's going to send Gill to the free throw line. Gavin called for his second foul. Bears got a box out here. 4-point lead with 24 seconds left to play in this third quarter. And Michaels quickly off the bench is going to check back in. And he's coming in for Vandiver. Also in is Sims. Gavin Sims checking in, number 13 for the Bears. Again, Bears have to block out here. Gill missed the first free throw. He'll set for the second. Shot is on the way, and it's no good. Fight for the rebound. Michaels has it. He'll give it to Sims. Sims picks up the dribble. Gives it off to Colton Boddy. Back to Sims. Sims up the floor. His pass is tipped and out of bounds. Touch last by the Calico Rock Pirates. Mammoth Spring basketball on the baseline down in the corner. With 13 seconds left here in this third quarter. Bears looking to come in. We're going to bring it all the way back in. Colton Boddy is leveled, and hopefully he's going to hop back up. That foul on number 23. That is Lee, Damian Lee, committing the foul. It's going to send Colton Boddy to the free throw line. Colton with 3 points in the ball game. He hit a three in that first quarter. He's not scored since. Now Rivers back to the scores table to check back in. He's probably coming in for Michaels again. Don't want him to pick up a silly foul here. Colton knocks in the first with just 12 seconds left to play in this third quarter. And Coach Cooper's telling him not to foul. Shot on the way by Boddy is good. He made them both. 6-point Bear lead. Inbound play for the Pirates. French with it. French trying to get free. Drives down the lane. Turns. Puts the shot up and in. Good play by Kyle French. Bears will inbound, and that's the end of the quarter. Your score, 44-40. The Mammoth Spring Bears lead the Calico Rock Pirates. We'll take a break. Back with your fourth quarter in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative wants our members to know how to stay safe. If you're in an accident with an electric pole, stay put and call 911. Any downed lines could be energized. Remain inside until line technicians have removed the lines. If the vehicle is on fire, jump free from the vehicle and hop away with both feet together. You cannot touch the vehicle and ground at the same time. This safety message is brought to you by North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative, keeping our members safe.
It's that time of year again, and everywhere you go, people are rooting for their favorite team. At Arkansas Farm Bureau Insurance, we want to be your favorite team. That's why we created Favrates, great new rates with the same great service. To find out if you qualify for Favrates, call your local Farm Bureau Insurance agent today or get a free quote online at favrates.com. Arkansas Farm Bureau Insurance. Go with the home team.
I'm Seth Godwin, your Arkansas Farm Bureau agent for auto, home, and life insurance.
Welcome back to Calico Rock High School as we get ready to start the fourth quarter. Big third quarter for the Bears. They outscored the Pirates in that third quarter 24-14. And Aiden Matheny scored 14 points by himself for the Mammoth Spring Bears. He really got hot there and lit it up in that third quarter. Bears will have the ball here to start the fourth, see if they can build on this four-point lead. Colton Boddy with the basketball. And the whistle blows now. And there's some discussion here. Vandiver has to sit down. Sims was in at the end of that quarter, and Vandiver didn't get checked in, so Sims will stay on the floor. With the basketball, Nicholson gives it off to Matheny. Matheny picks up the dribble, turns, pulls up for the jumper. It's good. He hasn't cooled off. Aiden now. Roll it. He hits another jumper, and the Bears are up by six. French with it. French to stay. Oh, all alone. Nice play. Thornton got a layup, and there was nobody within 5 feet of on a half-court set. Oh, almost a steal there by the Pirates. Quickly up the floor, Matheny. Matheny, they jump out on him. Aiden will swing it out to Sims. Gavin drives in, kicks it out. Nicholson for three. That's off the rim, no good. Rebound pulled down by Stapleton. Up the floor. That is, looks like Russell, who's back in over to Brothers. Brothers gets the layup. It's a two-point ball game. Michael with the inbound gives it to Matheny. Matheny back over to Sims. Now to Boddy. Boddy up to Sims. Gavin with the basketball. Holds up. Looking for help. Bounce pass underneath to Michael. Michael's trying to work it inside. Gets the ball back. Clarence powers it up and in. Caleb Michaels now with 13 points in the ball game. And the Bears' lead is back up to four, 48-44. With the basketball, we're going to have a foul called. And Caleb Michaels just picked up his fourth. So Michaels has four. Snead has four. Bears in some real foul trouble here. Gavin Sims out, Gavin Vandiver in. So the Bears get a lot bigger here, going back to those two big men to start it. Michaels with Brothers has the basketball. Michaels trying to guard him, fight for the loose ball. It's loose on the floor, and we're going to have a out-of-bounds off of Mammoth Spring. Great hustle, though, by Gavin Vandiver trying to get to that loose ball. With the basketball. Inbound play to Thornton. Thornton thought about the three, didn't take it. Nicholson all over it. Good job by Wright. Baseline now, and he's going to get a push. Thornton pushing off, trying to get around Nicholson, who did a great job moving his feet. Braxton Snead going to check in. Caleb Michaels out now with four fouls. Braxton will inbound the basketball to get another ball handler in here. Off to Vandiver. Vandiver across the body. Colton off to Snead. Bears with the basketball, and Snead turns it over. On the pass, a steal, shot up and in by Sprint. Bears, again with the ball, trying to get it up the floor. Colton Boddy. Colton off to Snead. Snead over to Matheny. Matheny thought about the three, didn't take it. Surprised he hesitated the way he's been shooting the ball. Fight for the loose ball, picked up by Matheny. Matheny's going to be fouled. And we'll not go to the free throw line. That's just the second foul of the quarter. Bears will have the basketball, though. That foul on number two, French, is his second. Inside, and there's going to be another foul. That one on Stapleton as Gavin Vandiver got the ball and went up strong with it inside. Bears really pounding it into those big guys right now with Michaels and Vandiver. And then Matheny being red hot at the line. Gavin Vandiver. Gavin has 6 points in the ball game. Seems like a lot more. He has been everywhere. First free throw is good. Makes it a three-point Mammoth Spring lead, 49-46, 5:40 left to play. Gavin sets for the second. It's on the way, and it's in and out, no good. So three-point ball game, 49-46. 5:37 left to play in the ball game. With the basketball, Thornton gets the screen, thought about the three. Couple of head fakes, drives down the lane. The ball's loose on the floor, jump ball. Thornton shot the ball laying on the floor, and it went in. But they called the jump ball. It'll belong to the Pirates. Thornton will inbound the basketball. Brings it in to Brothers. Brothers almost lost it. Off to Thornton. Thornton looking inside. Thornton drives to the basket, puts it up and draws a foul. And we'll see who it's on. And they're going to call it on number 24, Gavin Vandiver, his third. That's going to send Thornton to the free throw line, the freshman. He has been their offense here in this second half. He scored 7 points in the third quarter. He now has three here in this quarter. He's got 10 in the second half to make it a one-point ball game if he can make his second free throw. Second free throw is up, and it is good. Thornton made them both, makes it a one-point ball game. Inbound play here for the Bears. Colton Boddy back to Sneed. Braxton with the basketball. To Boddy across half court. Back to Sneed. Bears set up the offense, leading by one. Nicholson has it. He'll hand to Sneed. Bears looking to run their offense here. Colton Boddy has it on the wing. Lobs it inside to Vandiver. Vandiver, tough shot. Got it to go. I don't think that's the shot they wanted. He was falling away from about 10 feet and made the bucket. Three-point ball game again, 51-48. Down to 4:43 left to play. French on the drive. He's cut off. Now takes the baseline. The pass is stolen by Vandiver, and Vandiver stepped out of bounds. But great hustle. Gavin trying to save it back in. And the Bears will set up the defense. Leading by three, down to 4:35 to play. Thornton takes the ball inbounds, gets it off to French. French, guarded by Colton Boddy, gives it to Thornton. Thornton looking inside to Russell. Russell with Matheny on him, falls down. Ball picked up by Brothers. He'll fire for three. That's no good. And the rebound's taken by Vandiver. Good decision again by Nicholson as he pulled it out. Didn't have numbers. He was by himself. They swing it around to Sneed. Braxton Sneed with the basketball. Looks to Coach Cooper to see what he wants to run. Sneed on the dribble. Picks up the dribble. Almost lost it. Gets it off to Matheny. Matheny. Pull-up jumper. No good. Vandiver with the rebound back up and in. Gavin in the right place at the right time. He's got five here in the fourth quarter. Bears leading by five. 53-48. Nicholson, great defense. Rebound fought for. It's out of bounds. Touch last by Aiden Matheny. Coach Cooper couldn't believe it. He thought it went off of the Pirates. Pirates will have the basketball. And we got to stop and play here. Inbound play. And they turn it over. French thought Brothers was going to break out to the wing, and he went to the basket, and the ball just dribbled out of bounds into the bench. Caleb Michaels will check in. Gavin Vandiver out. Gavin has scored 5 points here in the fourth quarter. He has five of their seven. Inbound play. Nicholson with it. Nicholson up the floor, and I almost got run over. Stayed back in by the Bears. Matheny will fire the jumper. It's good and a foul. Wow. What a shot. Aiden Matheny putting on a show right now. 18 second half points. Drew the foul. He'll go to the free throw line. We come real close to getting run over here. Good job by the players on the floor to stop themselves. Matheny knocks down the free throw. He's made six straight free throws, and Coach Hoskins wants the timeout. 56-48, 8-point Bear lead. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
I'm Taylor Grubaugh. I am the sixth generation of my family to live right here in the Ozarks, and my roots run deep growing up on our family farm. Stop by and see us here at your locally owned Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC dealership in West Plains.
Together, let's drive.
And get great buys from the nice guys.
It's where to go and buy your car. Great service and best price by far. In West Plains, Mo, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Welcome back again to Calico Rock High School. We're down to 3:28 left to play. Bears with their biggest lead of the night. Lead it by 8. 56-48. And it's been a show by Aiden Matheny, the junior here in this second half, has scored 19 of his 20 points in the second half. He had 1 point at halftime. He is, looks like 6 out of 6 at the free throw line. And like I said, has scored 19 points in this second half, 20 in the ball game. The Pirates still in the huddle over here. Bears back out on the floor. They're back out with Michaels, Nicholson, Matheny, Sneed, and Boddy. Bears will set up the defense. It will be Pirate basketball. Again, 3:28 left to play in the ball game. Inbound play. Thornton letting the ball roll, trying to save some time here now that they're down by 8. Nicholson with good defense. He is really moving his feet. French will fire for 3. That's no good. Rebound, no good. Back up, and we're going to get a foul on the bucket. Big bucket there by Landon Russell. Russell had 12 first half points. That's his first point of the second half. That is not a good foul. Matheny with his second. Russell at the free throw line. He's 2 out of 4 on the night. Shot is up, and it is no good. Braxton Steve with the rebound. Boddy up to Matheny. Aiden on the dribble, spins to the basket, puts it up, can't get it to go. Rebound pulled down by Russell. Landon Russell all the way to the basket, puts it up and puts it in. Michaels couldn't challenge him. He has 4 fouls, and Coach Cooper wants the timeout. Down to a 4-point lead. It went from 8 to 4. In about 20 seconds. So Coach Cooper calls the timeout. He wants to talk things over. It is a full timeout, so we'll take it with him back here in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24-7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Calico Rock High School, the band is playing. We are in a timeout. 2:56 left to play. Mammoth Spring with a 4-point lead. They led by 8 about 20 seconds ago. Calico Rock has scored 4 unanswered points here and cut this lead down to 4. Bears will inbound, looking to come in. They'll bring it in to Nicholson. He's double-teamed. Gives it to Boddy, back to Nicholson. Nicholson to Sneed. Got to get it across half court, running out of time. Sneed almost lost the basketball, but it's touched last by the Pirates. Good defense there by the Calico Rock Pirates. Almost created a turnover. 2:44 left to play. Nicholson there again in that corner. He's had to inbound the ball 2 or 3 times right there in that corner in this second half of play. Inbound. They work it into Sneed. He powers it up and in. Braxton's first points of the second half, and that's a big one. He's got 9, and the Bears' lead is back out to 6. French with it. He's guarded by Boddy. Colton staying in front of him. They tip the ball, almost got a steal. And now do get a steal. That's Nicholson into the passing lane. Stole that pass from Stapleton as they tried to get it to Thornton. Braxton Speed directing traffic. He'll hand off to Colton Boddy. Colton over to Nicholson. Back out to Boddy. Bears continue to run some time here. 20 seconds left on the shot clock. They work it into Michaels for two. Caleb Michaels with 15 now in the ball game. And the Bears are back out by 8 with a minute 54 to play. All the way to the bucket, we're going to get a travel call on French. Another turnover on the Pirates. Bears will get it back here. And almost a turnover on the Bears. Quickly up the floor, Nicholson to the basket. He'll put it up. Oh, too hard. He had a layup, but he was moving. Threw it off the glass too hard. Russell now going to the basket. Puts the shot up. Can't get it to go. Rebound by Brothers back up and in. And timeout called by Coach Hoskins. The score now 60-54. It's a six-point ball game. Still plenty of time. And a minute 31 left to play in this ball game. Mammoth Spring Bears and trailed most of that first half and through the first part of the third quarter. And then all of a sudden just flipped the switch. And their offense has really come alive. They scored 24 points in the third quarter. And right now they have scored 16 here in the fourth with a minute 31 left to play. And defense has been good, too. They held the Pirates to just 14 points in the third quarter. And right now 14 points here in the fourth quarter. Bears trying to hold on here. Yeah, nice victory against a really good Calico Rock Pirate basketball team. The Bears will have the basketball. Again, full court pressure. And this pressure was bothering the Bears early in that first half. Here in the second half, they've handled it a little better. Inbound play, they've got to get it in. Somebody's got to get open. And they're going to call a timeout. Coach Cooper called a timeout. Nicholson was headed the other way for a layup, but they were cutting it really close to the 5 seconds. Timeout taken. We'll take it with them. Back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hello, this is Heidi Rader. You may know me from the 13 years I spent with Vantage Real Estate. Recently, I began exploring options for our agency's future. We have joined forces with Solomon Cornelius and Kimmy Condor with Monarch Realty. Because seriously, who wouldn't want to work with them? With Monarch, we are creating more opportunities for our clients than ever before. Give us a call at Monarch Realty in West Plains, because how you're treated matters. Let us treat you like royalty.
Welcome back again to Calico Rock High School. The Bears leading by 6, 60-54 with a minute 31 left, and they're facing full court pressure. Coach Cooper called the timeout. Bears were having trouble getting the ball in. Talked things over there during that timeout, see if they found some way to get the ball in here. They'll work it in, bring it in to Matheny. Matheny back to Colton Boddy. Colton dribbles around the defense and crosses half court easily. He'll bring it back out to Sneed. Braxton with the basketball. On the dribble, picks up his dribble, needs help, finds Nicholson. Good job by Rice to hang on to the ball. Off the Boddy. Pirates are really aggressive here defensively. They give it to Matheny. Matheny going to the basket. He's going to put it up and in. Why not? Aiden now with 7 in the quarter. He's got 22 in the ball game. 62-54, Bears with a lead, 55 seconds left. Thornton for three, it's good. Big shot there by the freshman. Bears looking to inbound, they're having problems here. Got to get it in. And again, Coach Cooper calls timeout. That's the second time he's had to burn a timeout on the inbound play. 62-57, 43 seconds left to play in this ball game. Wow, what a ball game. And the freshman for Calico Rock now has scored 7 points in this quarter. He had 7 in the third quarter. He's got 19 in the ballgame, leading them in scoring. For Mammoth Spring, it has been Aiden Matheny. Aiden having the his best game of the season so far. He scored 7 here in the fourth quarter. He had 14 in the third quarter, 1 point in that first half, 22 now in the ballgame. 43 seconds left to play. Still plenty of time in this one for the Pirates. They've got 4 fouls. They can put the Bears at the free. throw line if they want to. If it comes down to that, the next foul will be two shots. Bears will inbound. Looking to come in here. Mammoth Spring set to inbound. Body looking to come in and does to Matheny. Matheny was hit as he turned. The ball's going to go out of bounds. It belongs to Mammoth Spring. Fans on this side of the floor did not like that. I think fans over there where the ball went out did like it. Inbound play here. Matheny trying to get it in. I believe the Bears may be out of timeout, so they have got to get it in here. And they do. Two body. So it's going to be foul. Foul on French. That's his third. That's going to send Colton Body to the free throw line. Colton on the night is 2 out of 2. He has 5 points, and these are big free throws with 36 seconds left to play. Colton sets for the first. It's on the way, and it's good. Big pressure shot there by the junior, Colton Body. He'll set for the second. Trying to make it a 7-point ball game. It's on the way, and it's in and out, no good. 1 out of 2, 2-possession ball game. Eli with a 3-pointer, that's no good. Rebound front court controlled by Snead, and he's going to be fouled by Stapleton, and Stapleton just fouled out. He finished with 3 points. Braxton Snead will go to the free throw line here to shoot two with 20 seconds or 26 seconds left, and can pretty well put this one away with a couple of free throws. Make it hard to come back from an 8-point deficit with 26 seconds left. Shot is up, and it's off the rim, no good. Well, never mind that. But he can make it 7 if he can make this one. Braxton, set for the second free throw. It's up, and it is good. Steve made 1 out of 2. Makes it a 7-point ball game. Bears now with a little pressure, trying to make them use some clock. Russell pushing the ball up the floor. Russell will fire for 3. It's good. Timeout taken by the Calico Rock Pirates. They're not going away. It's a 4-point game with 19 seconds left to play. 19.7. It is a full timeout. We'll take a break. Back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Bank of Salem proudly supports our area schools. Sports help develop discipline, respect, sportsmanship, and hard work, which will play a great part in a student athlete's future. They are especially proud of the kids that work hard, the coaches that dedicate their time, and the parents that sacrifice so much so that their kids have the opportunity to play sports. Bank of Salem is a proud supporter of the Mammoth Spring boys and girls basketball teams. Member FDIC. Go Bears and Lady Bears.
And again, welcome back to Calico Rock High School. What a ball game. We're down to the final 19.7. 4-point Mammoth Spring lead, and the Bears have the basketball. Just got to take care of it here and be ready to go to the free throw line and make some free throws. Bears come back out. It is Body, Snead, Michaels, Matheny, and Nicholson. Colton Body will trigger the ball in. Looking to come in, still looking. They'll bring it in to Snead, and he's going to be fouled. Good job. Braxton got open, got the ball, and drew the foul, and he'll go to the free throw line. He's 1 out of 2 here in the fourth quarter, 3 out of 4 in the ball game. So shooting 75% on the ball game. Needs to knock a couple down here. 18.6, that didn't take long. Shot on the way is off the rim, no good. Got to make these free throws. There's still enough time. They can get a couple of shots off. Second shot by Snead is on the way. It's good. 1 out of 2 makes it a 5-point ball game. Down to 16 seconds. Thornton will fire for 3. That's no good. Long rebound chased down by Nicholson, and Nicholson is fouled. Rice Nicholson with a nice rebound. He's going to go to the free throw line. It's looking like the Bears may come away with a victory, a hard-fought victory here if Nicholson can knock down these free throws. 5-point lead with 9.5 seconds left to play. Free throw on the way by Nicholson is good. His first point of the ball game. And man, he's played some good defense. He is guarding one of their quickest players and managed to stay in front of him. Keep moving those feet. Second free throw's no good, and they turn it over. Got the rebound. There was no Bears back there, and they were in such a hurry, they threw it behind the guy and went out of bounds. 6.8 seconds left to play. Bears with the basketball. Just got to inbound the ball here. Try to get it in. Still trying. They'll work it into body, and the Pirates going to let it run out now. That's your final, 66-60. The Mammoth Spring Bears come away with a good win here, a hard-fought win over a very good Pirate basketball team here at Calico Rock High School. We're going to quickly add up the points, see if we can catch up with Coach Cooper, and we'll do that here after we take a quick break. We'll do that. Be back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Are you tired of feeling like a number at your bank? At FNBC, we pride ourselves on providing personalized service to each and every customer. We believe in building strong relationships, and we take the time to get to know you and your unique financial goals so we can provide the best service possible. We invite you to stop into any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southern Missouri to meet our team of dedicated community bankers.
You and FNBC better together. Member FDIC. Go Bears and Lady Bears.
Ready to change your life? Ozarka College has a plan for you. If you're in high school and want to jumpstart your career, Ozarka has technical classes in welding, automotive, and diesel, precision machining, culinary, nursing, and more. And best of all, it's low to no cost to you. Visit your high school counselor to enroll in classes. At Ozarka, students matter, and your education is affordable. Ozarka College, life-changing.
Well, we are back. Couldn't catch up with Coach Cooper. He got on by me there in a hurry. He was busy with other things. But we'll wrap things up here for tonight. I know it's a late night for some here. Mammoth Spring Bears with a great second half of basketball after struggling in that first half, only 20 first-half points, and then scored 46 in the second half, including 24 in that third quarter. Third quarter big, Aiden Matheny. He woke up 14 points in the third quarter. Then he scored seven more in the fourth, finished with 22 points to lead the Bears. 15 points for Caleb Michaels, 11 apiece for Braxton Speed and Gavin Vandiver. 6 points for Colton Boddy and one for Rice Nicholson. But that 1 point doesn't even start to tell the story of how important Rice was out there. Defensively, he really did a great job defensively for the Mammoth Spring Bears. Real quickly here, we'll try to check the scores, figure them up as fast as I can here. Heath Brothers had 10 points, 9 points for Kyle French. Looks like Landon Russell had 12 in the first half. He scored 7 more in the fourth quarter, has 19. 3 points for Corbin Stapleton before he fouled out. And then Eli Thornton, the freshman, had 5 points in the first half, but he woke up in the second half, scored 7 in the third quarter, and then 7 more in the fourth, finished with 19 in the ballgame. So your leading scores, it was Aiden Matheny with 22 for Mammoth Spring, 19 for Eli Thornton for the Calico Rock Pirates. Good win for the Mammoth Spring Bears. They trailed early. It was 14-8 at the end of one. 26-20, Calico Rock with a halftime lead. That third quarter was the difference. That's when the Bears really come alive. They outscored the Pirates 24-14 in the third and led it 44-40. They built as much as an 8-point lead in the fourth quarter and, again, win it 66-60. And I've seen Coach Cooper down at the end of the floor. If I can get his attention, I'll get a quick word with him here before we wrap things up. Hopefully, if he looks this way, we'll try to get him up here because this was a nice win for the Mammoth Spring Bears over the very talented Calico Rock Pirates. And, again, he is looking the other way, so I don't know if I'm ever going to be able to get him up here. I don't think so. So, anyway, we'll wrap things up for tonight. A nice win for the Mammoth Spring Bears and the Lady Bears here at Calico Rock High School. Your Bears basketball on K-Country 95 brought to you tonight by FNBC Community Bankers, Ozarka College, Mammoth Spring School District, North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, Bank of Salem, Arkansas Farm Bureau agent Steph Godwin, Taylor Grubaugh, Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains, Ozark Healthcare, Monarch Realty and Fair, West Plains and Willow Springs, Solomon Cornelius the broker. And we do need to name a Arkansas Farm Bureau agent, Steph Godwin, player of the game. And I think tonight that has to be Aiden Matheny. Aiden in that second half, absolutely on fire. He provided the offense, and the Bears defense did a great job shutting down the Pirates. Again, they win it 66-60, the final score. That's going to wrap things up here from Calico Rock. I'm Mike Robertson for Bears basketball here anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95.
Mammoth Spring Bears Basketball is a production of the Ecom Sports Network in cooperation with the Mammoth Spring School District. Bears Basketball on K-Country 95.